Backfeed, the show after the show where these idiots could sit around a virtual table and ask me all sorts of questions about last session. This week, I am joined by Zor, our friendly neighborhood Kyle, Giovanni, our friendly neighborhood Melkor, and returning and reprising his role as Aldous, you know him, you love him, it's Rob. Go ahead and say hi, guys.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hello there.
All right. So, to kick things off, what happened last time? Last time was the big-ass fucking fight. You guys fought Hymenseer, you called the dragons, but it was a little too late because someone showed up and beat the living fuck out of Hymenseer, killed him, and Talasha, from what you guys are aware, got away. So, do you guys have any questions for me? I know there was some about Bomber and some about some other stuff going on, so feel free to shout them out.
Was it going to be too late regardless of how early we called the dragons?
No. One round is 6 seconds, so if you would have, basically what I was thinking in my head is that it would take at least 3 rounds of combat for them to get there in order to help you, because they are not Dragon Ball Z characters and cannot instant transmission. So they are fast and are in this giant forest, so they probably would have had to drop what they were doing and get to you, but would have taken like at least 20 seconds.
How far away can you hear Thaumaturgy?
It's actually, I don't even know. One second. Let me look at the spell.
So I was thinking about it. I was like, if they're close enough to hear me,
I mean, time. 30 feet, but it was essentially like they gave you this ability through Thaumaturgy, which was kind of like a alarm bell in their head kind of thing. It wasn't like a...
The range was more than that.
Yeah. So it was kind of, it led into it more, or it was a spin on it. It was kind of more like the dragon shout from Skyrim that summons the dragon, okay, kind of thing. That's what the idea was.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, I know there are other questions out there.
I got a question. Demezio, what the hell were you thinking not killing Talasha?
Yeah, Rob, I don't think you know this. Sam, in his wisdom, which granted was a good idea at the time, but they didn't know what was going to happen, decided to take her down and then heal her 1 point and then put her in manacles. Not magical manacles either, just manacles. And she transformed into she was a human person, then transformed into a Wanti abomination, which was like the half snake person, and then transformed into a full Naga. So when she died, she went back to the normal person stage and was put in manacles, even though she's a spellcaster.
What's his oath again?
Conquest.
Conquest. Isn't that the one like crush and destroy and murder all your enemies, and your hand is wrath and stuff like that?
Oh, don't get me wrong. He completely eviscerated her, but healed her back because I think he thought that the dragons needed her, or that the dragons wanted her alive, which was relatively vague on my part, I believe. So I think he was more or less thinking like, we need this for the dragons who are coming, kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Well, so there was a reason for it.
If Aldous was in his right mind at the time, I'm pretty sure it would have had a little different ending.
I agree with you. I really agree with you.
Zor doesn't really have this brain. His brain is his friend, so he held back, but Cupcake was ready to rip her face off.
I didn't really give you guys much other time to unpack that fact that he just placed normal manacles on her. Because after that is when everything went downhill with the big bad showing up. Rob, you had a question?
I did have a question.
You were starting to talk when.
Oh, yeah. You said, "Is anyone have questions?" And I was just gonna say, "Yeah, what the hell happened?" Because I've been gone for so long. I've been trying to keep up with the podcast itself, but there's a lot of listening to be had. So in terms of where you guys are right now, I'm not caught up. So I don't know about things that happened, you know, in the past week and a half or so.
Gotcha. So what was the last episode you listened to? Be honest. Boy. You won't hurt my feelings. It's okay if you say 20 episodes ago.
You have not had 20 sessions since I've been gone. There's no way.
No, you haven't. No, it's only been like
you guys. 10. You guys had gone to Tullamore. Had that massive fight at the base of that one mountain. There's, you know, all those old characters of mine. Like I feel like it's a town filled with all my old characters. It seems like.
It was definitely a homage to some of our older games, which is why I thought you would like it.
But there are characters in there that were mine from campaigns years ago.
Michael Davenport?
I mean, like, yeah, Michael's in there.
If it makes you feel any better, the Michael Davenport in the game currently is not the same Michael Davenport that you played as in my original game.
Oh, he would have been miserable. He wouldn't have helped the party at all.
I know.
Yeah, Sam did say, like, you know, he was very noble and sacrificed himself for Amber's character, but he became a drunk after that and just died in a gutter. That's kind of what happened to him. And then Gimbal wasn't there, was he? He wasn't in that town?
No, Gimbal was not there because I cannot do the Gimbal voice. And I want to make sure.
He's also kind of evil now. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then Merrick was there.
Yep.
Yeah. Good times. Yeah. But
so that was it sounds like the episode of Trouble in Tullamore.
I went past that though. So and, like, I remember all of that, but then you guys had like just gone into the forest, it seemed like.
So that was episode 26, Deadly Rollick. Mm-hmm. That one, Twig was introduced, and there was the whole casting animate dead in the middle of a town in broad daylight.
Twig was having an argument with Zor and Geo. I don't know your character's name.
Melkor.
And Zor's just like, "Oh my god, listen here, Twig, we gotta talk." And he's like, "No, we don't." And it's like, "Yes, we do." And it's just back and forth. I think that's where I'm at.
So gotcha. Zor and Twig are always messing with each other. In fact, one of the episodes, Zor, to save his life, threw Twig, hoping he would fly, but he ended up throwing him into a freaking tree. So... yeah, Zor and Twig have been like have a love hate lovable relationship, if I can put it that way. And I think like how everything that we've been doing it right now, we've been going into the forest, we've been fighting monsters, had some pretty unique battles, but this last battle was so enormous, and I really want to say the highlight of that battle was the fact that Phantasmo's penguin and myself, Melkor, turned us into freaking gorillas. So Phantasmo was doing some mighty reckoning damage, being a 1 HP penguin.
So we're skipping over a couple things. We'll get there in a minute. But Rob, to catch you up to speed. So... that episode that you're on is Deadly Rollick. They had a couple really bad encounters, one including, I think, 8 displacer beasts, because random roll tables suck. And then after that was ambush of amphibians. They fought against slads. They went against, the freaking frog people from, what the hell are their names? Grung. They fought against Grung as well. And then after that is when they met Bomber, who was Alex's character. And then they had a whole interaction with someone from Zor's past who... It was a very interesting two barbarians talking to each other kind of conversation that brought up more about Zor's past and Melkor's past because they're both from the area of Mogus in the Savage Lands. After that, the party... Geo decided to ask for an additional encounter for that day, and I rolled into one of the hardest encounters for the dungeon I had, which was this crazy... black tentacle monster called a Voidling, and basically it had the powers of like reversing gravity. It could heal itself. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, legendary actions.
Yep, the legendary action. After that is where Bomber died because of the Shambling Mound encounter, which I think is probably one of the best encounters I've ever come up with, where it was like three shambling mounds, Rob, and one of them was touched by void poison and it was mutated. So the other two were not. When the other two fell, the one that was void poisoned consumed them and became a larger shambling mound with more HP, more AC, eventually gaining two more arms and could swallow an additional person with each shambling mound that it sucked up. And then, so that's where the podcast currently stands. And let me pull up the audio recordings that are supposed to be released over the next few weeks. And then I'll catch you up there. The one that's going to be released this weekend is Mischievous Revelry. So they find, what the hell is his name? George's home, which I named Satyr's Hole, which they never found out. But it was basically... a giant shire in a weird ass fucking mound of dirt in this random forest. And in there was a wine waterfall and a river made of wine that was constructed by these satyrs. And the whole system operated on mushrooms as currency and wine as the go-to drink for every occasion.
That's awesome.
So you can understand where that led. So it was just like most of the episode was them just pure debauchery and nonsense, where it was like I think they had a drinking contest or something like that. I'm sorry, one second. I'm just going to let Raikou keep barking. Can you guys? Which I forgot to mention. Yeah, they ran into a alpha werewolf. That his name was Hadi, that knew the only reason that they survived, that they didn't fight him, was because they mentioned Twig, and he knows Twig, and they're good friends.
Oh, I forgot to say about that. We never helped Hadi with the rebellion in his village.
I'm aware.
Yeah,
I know that.
Yeah,
that's certainly an option for you guys, but.
Then we had to go back into the forest, though, and be in there for fucking a month or something. Like,
yeah, exactly. So it's kind of up to you, I guess. I mean, you could. I'd probably just fast forward through it because it's not something that I really want, like, to dive into too much at the current time for the 6 month thing, because it's not like I have a timetable for the 6 months already, and that was not something I planned for. So if you want to do it, that's fine. I just might fast forward through most of it.
Shorten that into like one encounter, basically.
Maybe. I don't know. I'll see how I feel. Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, I made this hottie person turn out like this fucking anime supervillain, like Frieza showing up against freaking Goku the first time and just fucking punches him into oblivion. In Mischievous Revelry, after their night of debauchery, they headed off to the forest, or to Hyman Seer's Grove in the forest, with Hadi leading the charge now. Ran into a treant who gave them a boon of an additional +1 AC. And then Well, only in the forest. Then they ran into some dragons and almost got into a fight with them because Sam continued to lie. And then, obviously, the session was the whole Hyman Seer fight. So that was kind of like a quick synopsis of the past. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 episodes. No. 8 episodes.
The Hyman Seer fight took like the full like 4 hours.
Yep. I think I told you guys to plan on it being like a really long encounter.
Yeah.
And it used all of your resources.
All this is going to wreck house when he comes back. That's all I can say.
I'm excited for it.
Well, I still had a twin haste up my sleeve. I thought we were going to, something was going to happen after we defeated Talasha. So I was like saving it.
Just in case.
Yeah. But then I thought we were going to like fight our boss or something afterwards.
Yep. Well, I wasn't going to do that. It's just we ran out of time.
Yeah.
So... something I forgot to mention in that quick roundup. At the start of the Hyman Seer fight, it was revealed that Alex's character Bomber was really Phantasmo the entire time. I'll let Anthony speak for himself when he has a chance to, or you could ask him yourself, but Phantasmo has his reasons for being back, and you know, hopefully Sam doesn't want to kill him anymore. Because that was a whole thing and a half. All right, so while you guys think on some other questions, Anthony sent me some questions for him. And the first one is, were the dragons on their way? Yes, they were. What else did he say? Oh, that's it. That's his only text message. Damn. Oh, well. Sam said he'll be here in like 5 minutes, by the way.
I was thinking of, is Twig gonna join us as one of our companions or?
No.
No.
He is not.
All right. I was thinking of asking him for a favor since we, helped with the whole forest problem.
And that you can ask him for a favor.
Yeah. I was gonna ask him if he could, get me a scroll. With the revivify spell on it. I know he knows the spell. And I know he had that one scroll, so I figured he might be able to do that.
So, he's a cleric. They're not really known for making scrolls. That was probably just something he came across in his travels. That one scroll. He can try and fulfill it. I just don't know if he'd be able to. Solely because he doesn't have the means to do it. You know what I mean? He might say, like, I can try and get it to you and, you know, send it off your way, but you might not be able to leave Tullamore with it, especially if it has to be made. You know what I mean? Like, it's probably going to take a while.
But well, we got 6 months, though, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He can probably have it sent off to you. Yeah. Or, like, send for you when it's ready or something.
Yeah.
It's all... I'm not going to say no, but I'm not going to say yes because it's all based on his role to see if he knows somebody who can do it and if he has the ability to get it done kind of thing.
Okay.
Like the whole trading mushrooms for gold. Although you did call him useless. I don't know if he's going to really be willing to do that for you.
I got high charisma. I'll persuade him.
Still hurt his feelings. You could be the most persuasive person in the world.
I'll give him compliments. I'm like, you did a good job back there. Okay. And a pat in the head.
That might work. That might work. He is a simple bird. He's a simple bird with simple pleasures.
Yeah. I saw you proposed that Phantasma or whatever his name was. Was it Phantasma? No. Who was that guy he was fighting? He like disarmed him.
Who are you talking? Wait, what? Oh, Aldous. He was
Aldous. Yeah,
yeah, he was fighting. Yeah, Twig and Aldous were going head to head.
Yeah, he disarmed him.
The only reason he did that is because Rob crit failed. on his attack.
But. Well, I have a question. This actually sounds quite interesting.
Okay.
Because Zor did like all this. He's coming back. He had a strong liking to his milk and the milkman. That's what he remembers him by.
Oh my god!
And for paying for his meal,
all the prime rib,
all the prime rib you can eat, and he also has grown a rather good bond with Demezio, which is surprising because he absolutely loves elves. So, my question is this: Zor definitely is intrigued by Sam's role of paladin, and he is definitely. Was intrigued by Aldous's role of fighter. Could that maybe play into the story? Who maybe he gravitates towards more? Maybe that's how he decides.
Are we going back to the whole multi-class thing?
No, just the gravitation of just the, yeah, I guess a little bit. Maybe a little bit. Maybe that, maybe he waits and that plays into the story of what he decides. Maybe
I think it absolutely could. I will say that you might be a tad surprised when you see Aldous again. I'll let Rob do the portrayal when he comes back next week. But you might be a tad surprised. Let's get there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, then that might the mystery may be revealed.
Yeah. I forgot, but I just remembered. Someone before we started on air had asked me about Bomber or mentioned something about Bomber. So here's the thing. The Bomber that you guys knew was Phantasmo playing the entire time. It was Phantasmo. But the only way Phantasmo can shapeshift into something is if he sees it first. So Bomber is a real life character in my world that hails from somewhere that Phantasmo has seen. So I left it open just in case, you know, Alex does ever have an opportunity to rejoin us. And it is possible for you guys to find him.
All I have to do is smell and I'll find his treats.
Yeah. But it plays in well because, Anthony has the whole secret identity thing going on for him. So it worked out really well.
It was very interesting. He was an interesting character.
Bomber? Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
I thought he was really interesting. Although I never got a backstory for him. So just based on what he was doing, yeah, he seemed pretty interesting. All right, folks.
Can we still talk about that penguin that turned into a gorilla? Like, that was the funniest thing
ever.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. That's right. So, Rob, Gunther was changed into a gorilla through polymorph.
Well, the giant ape.
Or a giant ape.
Yeah. Yeah, the 7 HP.
does Aldous still think that Demezio is the one that controls the penguin?
I will let you determine that.
I can't remember if Aldous figured out that it was Anthony or not.
I don't remember either there was a session without him, without Phantasmo, and Gunther didn't show up at all. So I don't know if he would have put two and two together or if he would have just thought that Demezio was playing tricks on you, trying to make you think that it was actually Phantasmo's and never summoned Gunther. So
yeah, I don't know. So next session,
yes.
Where will the group be next session? Like starting off. Did we already talk about like what's happening for next session or no?
No,
I mean like in recording.
No, so. Next session, you guys will be starting at Telemore. I have one thing at least, and it sounds like Geo might have another thing that I want to have done there before you start your travels, or before I fast travel you back to back to Solura to start your 6 month time period. After that 6 months of in-game time, during the 6 months, you guys can do whatever you want. I would recommend not venturing too far away from the party, and if you have something you want to do for like an extended time period without I would suggest bringing somebody with you from the party. That way you could build a relationship with them.
But Aldous will do his own thing.
We already talked about what Aldous is doing.
Yes.
Aldous will do his own thing. After that, we will pick up in Solura. Ooh, excuse me. With a knock on the door from somebody that Demezio knows. And that's where we're going to start the next adventure. Well, the next part of the adventure is in Solura. So I don't know if that answered your question or gave you more questions, but
no, it answered my question because I want to know exactly, you know, what I'm walking into and what my guy's going to be thinking and saying, because I haven't been there, you know, for months in real time. All this has been there and he's witnessed some shit. So I got to plan and prep for, you know, what he's going to say immediately to the party, you know, before, you know, downtime stuff happens.
I will say for all this, because I didn't plan on you coming back so fast.
We can always talk about it a different time, you know.
Unless you don't want me to say it right now.
No, I'm just saying, a lot to think about and explain right now. I don't want to take away from other people's questions.
No, the only thing I wanted to just put a pin in real quick is that when we start in Tullamore, that's going to be before the 6 month journey. So my idea is that you will travel to see a Johnny in that time. So you can say something before you leave, but then during those 6 months, you're going to be with him.
Yeah. I just wanted to, you know if I'd be there to say my part, like I'm leaving to go do my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, I'll see you can. Guys. Yeah.
You'll have time to do that. I will say that also as far as like being under Talasha's control, you don't really remember much. You remember like, it's kind of like flashbacks of like horrible images and scenes of slaughter and just hitting your friends.
So nothing new.
Yeah, nothing new. Nothing new for him.
Yeah.
Can we just hear Aldous's voice?
What's that?
I would like to hear a preview again of Aldous's voice. I think everybody wants to hear Aldous's voice in his Aldous form.
I don't even know what to say.
I'm putting you on the spot.
I'm back, baby.
Oh boy. I don't even know. I'll think of something. Maybe I'll say something towards the end of the
recording. End of the
back feed.
That's not a bad idea. Oh, sounds like Sam just bedinged in. Hold on.
Saved by the Demezio.
Yeah. Oh yeah, maybe I'll say something when Sam pops on. He probably doesn't even know I'm here.
He does. I don't know if he can join in mid-session.
There's a guest spot just opened up.
Do 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 do.
I will be putting two levels into Warlock, though.
Oh, I'm aware.
Yeah, explain.
I already have so many plans for that. I just want you to know that you should be prepared.
Prepared for what?
Hello, Sam.
Welcome hey, guys.
You sorry, get killed. That's what you're prepared for.
Walking in a little late. Sorry.
That's okay. I will just have to figure out when you join in the after recording. So, Sam, you missed a lot. I kind of gave Rob a rundown of the past 8 sessions. And we asked some questions, answered some questions. But I know Zor had a question for you, Sam. Kyle?
Yay, Zor. Right. Hey, Kyle. Hey, how you doing? Hey, so my question was, is why the hell did you not kill Talasha, Oath of the Conquest?
Because the dragons, I thought, were going to be interested in her.
Yeah, crush your creatures till oblivion.
My question is, what was the point of the manacles? Because she's a spellcaster.
That's true. And hey, guys, maybe it wasn't kinky. My best decision-making skills, all right?
It was kinky.
My Demezio has a -1 intelligence. I didn't say anything about him having smarts.
I forgot about that. Never mind. I take my question back. That explains it.
Oh, I was just playing my character.
I was role playing, I swear.
I wasn't being dumb. Demezio was. There's a difference. Yeah, I know. I really regret not killing her. I feel like I definitely should have.
I should have had a fireball. It's like held. It's like waiting.
What's
for
that?
It. I should have had a fireball readied.
Oh, I know. I am really, really upset that I did not kill her when I had the chance to, because now she's going to come back. Now the dragons are fucking pissed. There's a whole bunch of regret.
Well, to be fair, you guys do not know what happened after you left.
Oh, so you're saying maybe the dragon showed up and killed her?
Well, you have an idea that Hymenseer died, at least. You have no idea what happened otherwise. So
the dragons killed everyone.
I'm just gonna put the fact that she still has the possibility of being out there. I'm just gonna dangle that in front of you and then make you partially paranoid that she's gonna come back.
I'm not afraid of her. It's basically like climbing up a mountain that you know you've already done before, but the fact that you slipped at the top and fell all the way back down just to realize that you left your wallet at the top. Like, you know you're gonna have to go back up again at some point. You're like, right. Do I really need it right now? I could probably go without it for at least a couple of days.
Well, I'll see how I feel. You never know.
I'm really curious as to what happened with the dragons.
You may never find out.
Or will you?
That's the bitch of this. You never know.
Well, if we go help Hottie in the forest, you probably will bump into them.
You might.
I'm really curious about all this now, because he's got, the element of surprise. Like, when you're surprised, you don't know anything. It's like, oh, this is awesome. But when you get that little hint, that teaser, like, there's a surprise coming. It's like, okay, we got to wait till next Thursday. What's the surprise in my Zor?
What's the surprise? You'll never know.
What's in the box?
You'll never know until it's too late.
So, is Rob, are you going to be able to come back next session, or is it the session after that, you think?
No, I'm coming back next session.
Oh, fuck yeah. Perfect timing.
Absolutely.
Literally couldn't have been better if Andy planted himself.
It's almost like I did plan it myself. You know, it's almost like I planned Bomber being Finn the entire time. you did miss an important note that I made. Just that if this version of Bomber was Finn the entire time, the only way Finn could have copied it is if he saw Bomber in the real world. Or not in the real world, but out in somewhere in his past. So there's a possibility to run into Bomber again.
That's a good point. I didn't even think about that. He has to have, like, a reference material before he can do the copying.
Yeah. So, just as a point of reference, I figured that was important for you to know, Mr. Yeah. Avid Note Taker.
I am glad that I take the notes that I do. Otherwise, I would not have known that those two were the dragons that they were.
I know.
And then we probably would have had a TPK.
Yeah, probably.
Because I would have definitely done I would have definitely done something stupid and arrogant. Like, oh, all right, fuckers. Well, let's go then.
And then you'll just have two. You'll just have an adult emerald and an adult sapphire dragon just staring down your face.
I think you'll have to go. Someone will have to correct us by going back and re-listening to that episode. But I'm pretty sure when you said that their eyes flash with a serpent like.
Y'all thought it was freaking Talasha or something.
Yes, that's exactly what I thought. I go, oh, fucking Talasha. She thinks that she's going to fucking sit there and wink at me out. All right, let's go, bitches. And I draw my sword and freaking go. That's exactly how it would have gone.
I know, and I'm glad I corrected you and was like, no, this is not Talasha. This is different.
Very different.
Much scarier and very different.
Yeah. But I don't know. I definitely should have killed her when I had the chance, but they're happy accidents. You can make something out of it.
Are the dragons stronger than the Emperor?
Oh, did you tell Rob about that?
I did outside of the back feed, yes.
Okay.
Right, Rob. That's like you biggest... know what he's talking about?
Aldis knows everything.
Yes.
Yeah. He has been awakened.
Sounds like a vampire or something.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Geo has no idea what I sound like.
That's no. First time I heard it.
Yeah.
Aldis has returned.
Yes.
Hello. How are you? I can't wait to hear that again.
Can we get a black magic?
You know what that sounds like?
This black. All sounds like black magic to me, Gomezio. You have some explaining to do.
Yes. Oh, that's fantastic.
All this is gonna. Like he's gonna come back from the altered the separate dimension that Finn put him in. He's gonna come back from being captured by her, and then he's gonna see the new party that we have, and he's like, "I want to go back."
He's gonna be broken. Just his brain is going to be pudding. He's just not gonna function.
So, yeah, right.
Is from seeing the new party, or from all of the other shit?
I think just everything. I mean. The guy grew up under a rock, and he experienced so much in a month.
He's just on sensory overload.
Yeah, he just can't.
All this is a fighter, right?
Yeah, he's a fighter.
Are you
just a human fighter? I mean, he's very, very vanilla.
Is a basic white girl ordering a drink from Starbucks.
Yes, he's also super racist, so could he be a Karen? He might be, I don't know.
That's why Zord takes a shine to him, because he just hates everything.
I said I wanted my decaf grande for free. I'll give me my mocha.
The customer is always right.
I watched a Karen video today, and she was trying to rent a yacht from this boat rental place, but the boat people kept saying, "We don't have yachts, we only have boats." And the Karen was like, "I see yachts right out there. Tell me why I see yachts out there if you're not renting them." And the person was like, "They're personal yachts. I don't own them." And she lost her fucking mind. I was like, "That's fantastic. That's hilarious."
Andy, separate question for you. Is it safe to assume that we have lost the +1 to AC for tree bark?
Yes. That was only while you were in the forest.
Okay. So if we go back into the forest, we get it back?
TBD.
Okay.
I'll see how nice I'll feel later on.
Sounds good.
All right. And... I have a question for you guys. Kyle, we already talked to you. We have an idea of what you're doing. Rob, I know what you're doing. Gio, I know what you're doing as far as your characters. Sam, you're still sticking with the rogue multiclass, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, you guys all, I'm going to give you all homework. I have a ruler in my hand. I'm acting like a teacher. I need you guys to contemplate and think what you're going to be doing for the 6-month time period, if it's something very specific. Let me know so I can plan it. If it's just like, I want to go shop for magic items, that's going to be a die roll. But something super, super specific, like Sam, you wanted to go talk to your daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, that's a big thing that I need to know so I can plan ahead. Okay.
Sounds good. You don't want to improv that conversation?
Well, most of it will be improv, but what I need to do is get notes on their frame of mind and what they need to talk about.
Right. No, I was just kidding. I know that's definitely not a conversation to improv.
Yeah. Especially on, you know, maybe who you bring with you.
Yeah. I know. And on top of that, too, Rob, actually, this might be something you're interested in, too, but during this time period is going to be the exams for, Andy, help me out here.
The guilds.
Yes.
Yes. Believe me, I've spent a very long time figuring out exactly what all this is going to be doing over these 6 months, and I discussed it with Andy.
Okay.
And you guys will just have to wait and see what happens.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I spent all my money on this stupid tattoo removal.
That's fucking great.
Yeah.
And also, so all of you are aware, when you guys get back to Salura, there will be things waiting for you. Magic items and such. Rob, yours will be there, but I'm assuming you will not be with them. So when you come back, it'll be there for you.
Because no one else can move it. It's just going to be laying on the floor. Is that what you're talking about?
No, you have your sword.
Oh, okay. I'm like, did I still leave it on the floor?
No,
I've been trying to pick it up.
Rob, in the battle, Andy had you mind controlled, so you were like attacking some of us. And I go, and he goes, yeah, he uses his whatever ultimate sword. And I go, hey, whoa, he left that at the manor. And Andy goes, no, he didn't. He brought it with you. And I go, fuck, yep, you're right. I remember that.
I did.
I was like, of all the times for him to bring it with us.
I know. Yeah, Gain's most powerful weapon in the universe leaves it at home for the entire first part of the campaign.
No, he gets
ultimate cosmic power.
He gets disarmed by an owl boy.
Yeah, right. Disarmed by an owl boy. No, but I do their magic items, and Rob, I think I mentioned this to you. I don't know if I did. They were hidden in the basement of Julian's Manor.
There is no basement.
There is now.
Oh my god. Did you tell Peter? He's going to be so pissed.
I didn't tell Peter.
Oh my god. Can
you know
I
what you got to do?
Basement yeah, now?
You just, yeah, Andy, you have to, you guys have to have a small snippet from the podcast of Andy saying it and just send it to him.
Oh my god.
In Julian's journal, if you read the last line, I'll read it to you.
Is it chapter 6?
Yeah. The last line says, I leave you with one final surprise. The basement of the manor should prove to be of use to you.
There is a basement and it's full of magic items.
And the wizard doesn't get to go in.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was funny. But
where did his character go? Do we know where he went?
Albrecht?
Yeah. Did he say where he went?
I think he mentioned something about returning home, but you
to the Empire?
I think that's what he said.
Oh boy.
Yeah. I think that's where he went. I'm not entirely sure. Because I needed to leave it open if he was ever able to return. So
I figured. I just couldn't remember how or like where he went.
He said his goodbye to you guys just randomly, like out of the blue at the end of one day and said that I have to go. Actually, I think all he said was I have to go. I don't even think he said where he went.
Maybe he went to the bathroom.
He's been in the bathroom for a month. Mm-hmm. He just fell asleep and never woke up. His legs are pins and needles. That's certainly an option for you guys to figure that out. You know, if you want to find your old missing pal, Albrecht.
I would never go out of my way to go find him because I knew the guy for like a week. But yeah. If we were in the Empire, I'd probably look him up to see if he's alive. Then determine if he's actually evil or not, and then I'd kill him.
Well,
do you think he's evil?
He might be. I don't know. We found out about the Emperor.
Yeah, that's true, and he actually was still pretty pro Emperor there.
He said he was super against it. I was pro Empire.
Oh, that's right. Yep, I forgot that was the other way around.
I'm pro Empire, and he was definitely against it. He was pretty outspoken about it.
That's right. For some reason, I was.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he's not evil.
Yeah, it's it's like this. Basically, Albrecht was the main bad guy the entire time.
He is the Emperor.
Can you imagine 30 sessions from now, if the campaign ends around there, or if it's like another 100 or whatever the hell it takes, just, oh yeah, Albrecht was at agony the entire time.
Yeah. Agony, evil wizard guy, both from the Empire. Why did Pete want to go to the basement so bad? That's where all the really cool, holy, magical items are that could be used to defeat him.
Okay, you're making this work more. And it's making me really like it. So you need to stop.
And he just had to leave and go all of a sudden to what? Go do his evil bad guy things?
How convenient.
How convenient.
Yeah, I really want to know what magic items we're getting.
Well, Andy's pretty good about making magic items that are custom. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that it is because I don't want to say that, but
you mean homebrew, or are you saying customized to the player?
Well, both.
Yeah, typically what I will do with magic items,
he gives you what you need, not what you want.
Typically what happens is he writes too big on the one side of the index card, realizes he ran out of room, and then writes really small on the other side.
You're not wrong. Like, you are not wrong. That's very true.
That's what it is.
But, no, I'm pretty good about giving you something, because I see the other side of it, and I give you something that you may not agree with at the time, but you might see a use for it down the road, and then you'll be like, oh my god, this is amazing. You know what I mean?
Can I mention a magic item from an older campaign? Favorite magic item that you've ever made for me was the wizard spell book. It's a magic item that I could actually use as a spell book. And as a bonus action, I could pull a sword out of the book.
Oh, yeah.
Use my intelligence modifier.
What character was that for?
Gimbal.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't get to use it all that often, but, I mean, he's not a melee character, but it was just something that was just really cool.
Yeah, it was
because I needed I needed an extra spell book anyways, because I wanted to have two in case I lost a copy, and this one, I could just smack someone with a sword. Instead of using Shock and Grasp, you know, is like a failsafe.
Yeah.
Did you get that idea from an anime?
I did, yes.
Black Clover?
Yes.
Oh, you bastard. You're not original. I hate you.
Bro, there are no campaigns out there that are original anymore, because everyone has done it.
Oh, yeah? What about my Curse of Strahd campaign?
Where we all died in the freaking house? Yeah, I'm pretty sure a lot of people died in the house.
I'm kidding. I'm using the book. It was a joke.
I know.
Nobody's ever ate a displacer beast. As
what was that, Kyle?
Nobody has ever eaten part of a displacer beast's face.
That might be accurate.
That might be accurate. I think Zoram. A disfacer beast. Did you just say that?
Zor is the disfacer.
Ah. Dad jokes for the win. I'm so proud, but so hurt at the same time.
I'm back, baby.
All right. Does anyone else have
DeMezzo and is DeMezzo and Phantasmo gonna have like a WWE brawl?
That's a great question, Sam.
No, because at the beginning of last episode, I had said, I know we had our problems in the past, but all this is in trouble. And I think I said, if I didn't say it on the recording, I said it to Andy beforehand, that if Finn helped DeMezzo rescue all this from Talasha, that DeMezzo would consider that wiping the slate clean.
I think you did say it in the recording.
But that's how I viewed it, so.
Yeah. I definitely heavily suggested a one-on-one conversation between you and him to happen, like through text messaging, I texted you and said you should probably have that, and you should probably have it on air. That's something that you are more than welcome to do during the 6 months if you would like.
I probably will, actually. That's my to-do list of shit.
Because I feel like that is definitely a, you can't not touch that ever again, you know what I mean? Like, that was a big defining moment for, like, the party. You know?
Yeah. But what else I gotta say? Oh, so another thing I need to do during the 6 months is I need to give Nico his ring back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna have to touch base with him and check on the status of my dad.
Gotcha. Sounds good.
And then So
you want to travel to Stellaris and do a whole bunch of things, basically.
Yeah, basically. Okay. I have to go back there.
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering how I can get advantage on attack rolls as a spellcaster. The only thing I could think of was...
Be at an elevated height.
Elevated height, oh yeah.
For range, yeah.
That would work? Can you,
that's
like...
only for like spells that are like roll to hit, not dexterity saves or something like that. Like Fireball, you wouldn't get anything, but something like Eldritch Blast, you would.
Yeah, I don't think that. Can you like construct elevated height somehow? Maybe with Mold Earth?
I think Mold Earth has its limitations because it's a cantrip. I think the limitations are defined in the spell. Let me look.
My other idea was, I didn't think about height actually, but my idea was using the help action. But my question was like, so if I had someone or something give me the help action when I cast like Eldritch Blast, would I only have advantage on the first attack roll, or would I have it for all the attack rolls for the spell?
I'd have to read what help does. If Google would stop being fucking stupid.
I think it says like a party member forgoes their action to aid you in your whatever action you're trying to do.
Gains ability on gains advantage on the next ability check. I think that's what it says. Hold on. Oh, for fuck's sake. It was just highlighted. It was just here. Where did it go? Help. There it is. Give me help. Okay. Hold on. Let me scroll through this gazillion page PDF because it's not letting me auto jump to it. Range, rolling, making an attack, search, ready, hide, help. You can lend your aid to another creature in the completion of a task. When you take the help action, the creature you aid gains advantage on the next ability check it makes to perform a task you are helping with, providing that it makes the check before the start of your next turn. Alternatively, you can aid a friendly creature in attacking. The ally's attack is more effective. If your ally attacks the target before your next turn, the first attack roll is made with advantage. So only one.
Yeah, so wouldn't really work with Eldritch Blast, because there's, you know, if you shoot like four beams or something, it's only going to help you with the first one, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
And Mold Earth says that's a 5-foot cube. And typically, I'm not going to let you get advantage from being 5 feet above a person. Like, that just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Like, when you start to get, huh?
What if I'm flying?
You would still have to be up higher than 5 feet, higher than the person. Like, but yeah, if you're flying, you could get advantage. Normal cutoff would probably be close to like 10 to 15 feet is when, depending on the terrain and what's going on, 10 to 15 feet is when I would allow you to start getting advantage from height.
Because I know, like, I think it's level 14, I get wings for the Divine Soul Sorcerer.
I think you have to use something for that, don't you?
A bonus action.
It only lasts a minute, is that what it is?
The wings last until you're incapacitated, you die, or you dismiss them as a bonus action. That's what this says, anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
That's at 14th level, though, so I got a long way to go.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. That's if you decide to continue with the Divine Soul Sorcerer and not continue with the Warlock aspect.
Yeah. I'm still going to be 7 levels away.
That's so it's kind of up to you. But, all right. Well, if you guys don't have anything else, I think that's a good place to end for tonight and wrap it up because it's getting a little late. What do you guys think?
I'm good on it there.
I thought I had another question, but I can't remember what it was now. If I do, I will ask you when we're recording again.
Sounds good. Rob, Kyle, you guys good?
Yeah, I'm good. The only thing I could think of that I thought would be cool, having us all here. I don't know if you guys have ever done this, but maybe like a duel, not to the death, but to see who's the almighty one in the group. A duel. Like a game.
Like a battle royale?
Yes. Have like a tournament.
So here's the thing. I do not like battle royales in general. It certainly would be cool to have done as just like a one shot, just like randomly out of the blue. But I don't know if I would have the ambition to take it on. Because I genuinely do not like battle royales, and I don't want to bring it into my outlet. You know what I mean? Yeah. Not that I wouldn't do it, but it's very hard for me to want to get into doing it. You know what I mean?
Well, what the hell? What are you talking about? Battle royale between just our characters?
Yeah, that's what Kyle was talking about.
I would just twin polymorph and turn you guys into frogs or something and throw you off a cliff. Game over.
Yeah, but it's a willing creature, or else they have to make a saving throw, right?
I think it's a charisma saving throw or a wisdom.
Yeah, so it wouldn't take if you get basically you'll get one shot of it, and if for some reason any one of us save this on the throw and it fails, then it pretty much might only take one turn before your health is quickly depleted.
Well, I could just polymorph myself into a T-Rex. That would work too.
I feel like either, you know, spellcasters are gonna, you know, it's like, are spellcasters gonna burn out of their spells first, or are the fighters gonna be put out of reach and get down first? Because, I mean, you take the melee characters out of melee combat, and right. What can we do? You know.
Then you put the spellcasters in within melee zone, and then there's fucked.
Yeah, and we have the hit points to outlast everything, but we can't make wisdom, charisma, or intelligence saves.
You'd have to almost make it, if you did a battle royale, you'd have to almost make it be everybody be spellcasters or everyone be melee.
Yeah, I think what would happen is whoever's got the higher initiative is just going to end up winning.
Or if you did teams, like you did, like tag teams, that's fun.
One spellcaster, one melee on each team.
Oh, I pick Zor. He's on my team.
You're not a spellcaster, neither is he.
I have a stick of light.
You also have the turtle dove.
We have turtle doves. And we have Mogus on our side.
That's true. And I can't be charmed. Mindless rage.
That'd be kind of cool if it was like, if we played it as like a training session, like we're training So we're fighting each other, and maybe you throw like some other like creatures in there.
Like Dragon Ball Z, hyperbolic time. What is it? That chamber?
Yeah. Hyperbolic time chamber.
Yeah.
Yeah, straight up battle royale. I don't think. I mean, I could just haste myself. I could just keep pacing myself. And you wouldn't be able to catch me. I'd be running, moving at like. And I also have Misty Step. You wouldn't be able to catch me. I'd just keep running away from you.
I mean, I could dash.
But I could also dash. I have two actions with haste.
This is true.
And then if you catch me, I use shield. So you probably wouldn't even hit me. Well, I might. But yeah.
This sounds like an interesting idea. But maybe somebody else can DM it. Or maybe it's just not even a DM thing. Maybe you guys do it when I'm on paternity leave from this. And you guys just are like, there's no need for a DM because all of you guys are the ones who are fighting.
Yeah, we just meet up for a night and have some drinks and have a pissing contest.
Yes, exactly. All right.
Well, then, well, Rob, weren't you over, didn't you do it with me at Pete's house the one night when he made a map and we played like a battle royale?
Yeah, and who won?
Was it you?
Yeah.
Oh, you had the half-orc, right?
A half-orc barbarian, and I crushed your head with a stick.
Yeah, I killed you, and then you came back to 1 HP.
Yeah, everyone got the cool weapons except for me, and all I could grab was a stick. Not a quarterstaff, a stick, and I beat you with a stick.
Bad kidding.
I literally got up with an eye hanging out of my head, and I just crushed Sam's face. And Pete's like, I think you win. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, good times.
Very good. All right. Well, like I was saying, this is a perfect time to wrap it up. So thank you, gentlemen, for joining me. I appreciate it. And I know Anthony's here in spirit, but we'll try to get him in over the next few weeks. Hopefully we can figure something out. And for everybody else listening, thank you very much for sticking around. We appreciate it. And have a fantastic rest of your night, everybody. Later.